because you have an assignment. Everything God made was good and very good. And he created you. And you are good and very good. Everything that he created has a purpose. I was looking at the Nature Channel one night, and I can't remember. God spoke to me, and he said everything he made was for a reason. Even the bird, even the animals, everything he made was for a reason. Even the plants that we don't think nothing about, it was for a reason. We take the hummingbird. The hummingbird, they can't smell. Okay, so how they pick the flowers that got the honey, got the sweet nectar, they go by the color. They go by the color. All those bright colors, that's what attract the hummingbird. So everything he made was for a purpose. It might not, that colorful flower might not have been for you, but it was for the hummingbird because he takes care of everything he made. He didn't make anything to leave it out there unprotected, unfed, unnourished. He gave us everything we need is in the word. He did not leave us unprotected. When you accepted him, he gave you all the weapons you need. And I encourage you, because God, anytime you accept Christ, you know, like I said, the world, we're so apt to listen to the world, how they tell us, oh, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go to that church. I wouldn't hook up with that pastor. I wouldn't do this or wouldn't do that. And it's already inside you. It's already inside your spirit what God is telling you to do. So stop. We got to stop listening to people, and we got to do what already is inside of you. God has already done told you, done spoke to you, and told you what to do. But if you're not sure of who you are, you'll make those decisions. You will make those decisions that, okay, I don't want to be seen there because so-and-so going to say something to me. So what? So what? That's your nectar. That word is your nectar for your growth, for your covering. They got to get their own. You got to get yours. So we don't have time to fool around with what other people think anymore. We don't have time. It said, why do I need to know? It says, we need to know who we are in Christ so that we can live our life as God intended and fulfill our destiny and our purpose. So, you are not an accident. Your life was not an accident. There's a purpose in you. There is a purpose. God said there is a purpose in you because he said in, y'all, when a bishop asked me to do the lesson, God had gave me a lesson I've been working on for 3 months. I had been writing and writing. I knew it up and down. I said, okay, I got this. You know, last week God changed my message. And tell me he ain't got a humor. He got a good humor. Because I knew that lesson up and down because I've been writing on it for 3 months. But God, he just took me a whole nother way, and he had me writing stuff. I've been writing stuff every which way. And I'm not a writer. I used to didn't like to write. I didn't like to read. But God, he didn't call you to do nothing. He didn't equip you to have it already in you to do. I'm looking for the scripture. Okay, Jeremiah 29:11. He says, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not to evil, to give you a future and a hope. So he already knows he already got the plans wrote out. We got to seek his plans. We can't seek his other plan. We can't seek our own plan. We can't seek our neighbor's plan. We can't seek our friend's plan. Just because it what worked for them might not work for you because you're not traveling on the same page. If you don't think God got a different page for you with everything wrote out, believe me, he does. And what's on your page, it ain't nothing on my page. What's on your page is for you. What's on my page is for me. So I can't be reading your page going by what's on your page. God done already wrote my page. I got to seek God and find out what's on my page. What's on my page? And the thing, when you begin to seek God for what he has put in you,